Welcome, Star Wars fans, to episode 2 of Tatooine Sons. On this week's podcast, we will be getting our hopes up for what we want to see in The Last Jedi, discussing whether there's anything to the whole Reylo idea, and making our craziest predictions sure to go wrong. Buckle up, search your feelings, you know it to be true. It is time for Tatooine.
The Force is strong in my family.
I am your father.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Welcome, Star Wars fans, to Tatooine Sons, your weekly look into all things Star Wars, from the unique perspective of a father sharing his love for the amazing space fantasy saga with his two sons. I am BB Nate, and I am joined first by my brother, Samuel the Hutt.
A tribute to Star Wars fans, thanks for tuning in. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, just let me know and I'll help you with that.
And of course, you can't have Star Wars without bizarre father figures. So on that note, here's Bowtie Jedi Guy.
Guys, we're less than, 5 days from seeing The Last Jedi. What do you think about that?
I am excited.
What about you, Samuel?
It can't come soon enough.
Yeah, it's hard for this.
I know. And all the questions that have been discussed ad nauseum on YouTube and on Facebook and Twitter and blogs and everything are finally just a few days from being answered. In fact, right now, everything is being prepared. There's people lined up outside the Chinese Theater in Los Angeles, and they're waiting for the premiere tonight. With this. So the questions are answered as of right now, as of tonight. What do you guys think? Are we going to have any major spoilers that start leaking on the internet?
Probably. I'm not doing Facebook from here on.
Yeah, there's jerks out there that will decide to do that.
Yeah. So I woke up this morning and learned something kind of funny. So we're anxiously waiting for news because John Boyega, Finn, from The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi, tweeted this morning that he is stuck in the airport in Atlanta due to a snowstorm. Now, that doesn't mean there's a real snowstorm in Atlanta. I mean, if they get a half an inch of snow, everything shuts down in that city. It's not like Colorado. But planes are delayed. Flights are getting out of there delayed. And he says he needs a pilot. So do you think he makes it? Predicted. Does he make it to the premiere on time, Sam?
He has to make it, yeah.
Okay, what about you, Nate? You think he's going to be there?
I think he will.
All right, we're sending out good vibes to John Boyega that he makes it to the premiere. And speaking of the premiere, tonight, during the YouTube Live, and it's on StarWars.com and everything, they're going to be broadcasting the red carpet premiere from the Chinese Theater in Los Angeles. And we are on Twitter, on our Twitter page, at Tatooine Sons, are going to be live tweeting during the entire red carpet premiere. So we're going to be talking about what we see. We're going to be, hopefully they won't, I don't think that they'll be doing any spoilers on that. StarWars.com is really good about that. So I'm sure we won't have that, but that's where we're going. So that's all some pretty exciting stuff. You guys ready to get the show started?
Ready Absolutely. When you are.
All right.
The first topic we are going to be talking about is what we're most hoping to see in The Last Jedi. Sammy, what are you most hoping to see?
I'm hoping to see Benicio del Toro's character DJ as Ezra. I really want to see that.
Oh, so you still are holding out hope that this DJ character that Benicio del Toro is playing is Ezra. People have been talking about that for a year or more. Yeah. And it seems to be a pretty debunked based on what I've been reading. Why do you think that he's potentially Ezra?
I mean, he's got the scars. He's about the right age. He's got the right look. I think it'd just be cool. It'd be a great way to tie in Rebels into the larger universe. Just to have one of its main characters be part of an actual movie.
Yeah. We saw them do this to a small extent a year ago with Rogue One, when we saw Chopper go across the screen, and we, of course, started screaming and yelling because we were all excited about that.
And we saw the ghost.
And what else?
On the comms, they called General Syndulla.
Right, and that at that time in the Rebels series, she wasn't a general, but that just happened in one of the... I think it was the last episode of Rebels before that.
It was really recent. Really recent.
Yeah. So now we know that that's the case. We saw the ghost a bunch of different times in Rogue One. So they inserted some from Rebels into Rogue One.
Right.
So you're holding out hope that they're going to go a whole lot more into this in this movie. And that DJ, why do you think they call him DJ then? I mean, I love his initials. Those are my initials. But go ahead.
Well, it could be a multitude of reasons. It could just be something they used in a movie this one's been prevalent, but Dark Jedi maybe. Or maybe it's just like what he used as his undercover name. Maybe because he didn't want everyone to know that he was a Jedi or he was Ezra or something. I'm not entirely sure on that front, but those would probably be my two best ideas.
Interesting. Now, Nathan, what do you want to see? What are you most hoping to see in the movie?
Well, I'm hoping to see more fights, like better fights than the Force Awakens, because
we had one of the greatest lightsaber battles ever between Kylo and Rey.
It wasn't the Obi-Wan Anakin one.
Yeah, no. And if you do see the
right, they actually connected lightsabers in this one instead of just swinging them in the air. Oh wait, that's if you've seen that GIF, you know what I'm talking about. If you're the listener,
but as you do see in the Dolby Theater Star Wars: The Last Jedi poster, you see Rey and Luke kind of doing something like a fight, maybe.
With each other? Oh, I don't remember this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was really faint. It was, like, way off in this tiny little corner.
But I noticed it.
And we sent you.
It was that real small.
Real
you
small.
Can't really... Yeah. Are they training, though? Could that be...
It's probably training.
Or... Who knows?
It better not be them fighting.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that think that Rey's going to darken this thing and that she's going to battle Luke.
I don't know. Mm-mm. But we don't know.
Yeah. I'm most hoping to relive 1983 when I was just turned 8 years old and I saw Luke Skywalker ignite the green lightsaber. So I am hoping beyond all hope that he still has the lightsaber. We know he had it on Endor after returning with Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker's body, and burning it, cremating it. We saw it on his belt in Return of the Jedi. So he had it then, and we have not seen it or heard anything of it. I think it may have been in a comic or two. I'm not sure. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think...
Well, he used it in Battlefront 2. Which was only a few months after, but he did have it in Battlefront
2. He did have it in Battlefront 2.
Spoiler.
In the scene with Del Mico.
Yeah.
That's true. So he had the green one.
It was just only a few months later, but still, he did have it.
So what happened to it over the 30 years between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens? Does he have it now, and is he going to ignite it?
Well, then he was looking for Ahch-To even.
Well, he was looking for the compass to lead him to Ahch-To.
Yes. A concept art for The Last Jedi, we see Luke holding the compass.
That's true. Wow, this is getting exciting. It's all coming together with it. Okay, well, let's go to the next topic.
All right, so this next topic, we held a poll on our Twitter page about what we should talk about on this podcast. And one of the ideas was Reylo or Grey Jedi. Grey Jedi was the leading idea for a while, but then, like, last second...
Like, within the last 15 minutes.
Reylo took the lead. So we're going to be talking about Reylo. If you don't know what Reylo is, it's basically just saying that Rey and Kylo Ren get together and become a couple. Now,
so Reylo's like J-Lo with different types of things.
But there's like two theories or two ideas that could happen with that when they get together. Either Rey converts Kylo to the light side, brings him back, or the opposite and Kylo brings Rey to the dark side. So you kind of... That that Reylo idea gets a bit strengthened when you see this last TV spot where she grabs...
But don't spoil anything. We don't want to, you know, we want to be careful here. Hold on. Let me clarify. It's our position as Tatooine Sons that trailers and teasers and TV spots are not spoilers.
Right.
So if Star Wars and Lucasfilm and Disney put something in a trailer or a teaser or a TV spot, it's okay for us to watch. Because we're trying not to be spoiled with this movie, just like everybody else. But we're watching those spots. And so there are some of you, though, that... are freaking out about even TV spots. And so if that's you, just go ahead and move forward a couple of minutes on the podcast or go get a drink if you're watching it live and come back in a second because we're going to talk about the last big TV spot. So go ahead, Sam.
Right. So one of the things that may have strengthened the whole Reylo idea was you see Rey in what was... It was Snoke's throne room, right?
Absolutely.
She was flanked by two Praetorian guards kind of... like attacking her almost, and you see her use the force and reach out and grab Kylo Ren's crossguard lightsaber. Jeez. Undoubtedly Kylo Ren's too.
Oh yeah, there's people that like it.
There's maybe that maybe strengthens the idea that maybe she's like protecting Kylo or something, or they're together. There's a lot of ways you could take that, but it's often used to strengthen the Reylo idea.
So now I was at work when that trailer got out on the internet and I sent it to you guys when we woke up that morning. And I had like these crazy ideas going through my head as to what that meant when she grabbed Kylo Ren's lightsaber. But Nathan, what did you think when you saw those Praetorian guards on both sides of Rey as she held Kylo Ren's lightsaber? What did you think was going on in that scene? Or what are you predicting?
Well, as she pulls the lightsaber... And the Praetorian guards ignite their weapons. We don't know what their weapons are yet.
Force pikes or something like that.
They look pretty cool.
They look like a lightsaber whip type of thing.
It's kind of weird.
But I don't think that the Praetorian guards are standing with Rey. I think they're like trying to protect Snoke a little bit.
From Rey, yeah.
Trying to put Rey down, like get her relaxed a little bit more, but... That's my prediction. I don't know what other people think.
Yeah.
Well, so what do you think about the Reylo thing? So are they going to get together in this movie? Are they going to become a couple? Is Rey going dark? Is Kylo coming back to the light? Is this something that you think is going to happen? Let's answer that question before we discuss whether or not we wanted or liked that idea.
Well, I'm going to quickly just go back to the TV spot and it will come back to the Reylo idea.
Okay.
What I think's happened is maybe... Rey and Kylo both confront Snoke somehow, so they're already sort of a thing. A little. I don't think it's like
a love,
like
romance,
a straight up Reylo, but they're still starting to come together. And then Kylo gets knocked down somehow, and Rey must lose her lightsaber or something, so she grabs Kylo.
Or maybe doesn't even have it because she's in Snoke's throne room.
That's true.
So she probably doesn't have it.
So then
very
she grabs.
Similar to what happened with Luke. When Vader brought him before the Emperor and took his lightsaber.
Yeah. So she grabs Kylo's lightsaber to defend herself or herself and Kylo.
Hmm. So are they a couple, Nathan? Are they going to become a couple?
It's probably going to happen, but I don't want it to happen because that would just make the whole movie kind of
weird,
awkward and...
Yeah.
Weird, a Sith and a Jedi getting together? That doesn't really...
He's not a Sith, though.
Yeah, I have a problem with it from a general just Star Wars story perspective.
Yeah.
You never... I mean, the love thing between Padme and Anakin...
was awkward.
It was weird. And so we had to have it happen because otherwise Luke and Leia don't take place.
Right.
But that was some of the weirdest stuff that happened in the prequel trilogy. The original trilogy, it had the Han and Leia stuff, but it was a secondary story.
Right.
It didn't have direct... it was fun, but it was more...
And they did it well.
Oh, yeah. Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher were amazing in Empire Strikes Back, especially as that whole thing was coming out.
Right.
That's some of the best... filmmaking in the Star Wars saga, their relationship, but it was secondary to the storyline. Kylo Ren and Rey becoming a couple, a romantic couple.
Have to be.
It would be the primary storyline, and it can, it just becomes Star Wars stops becoming about Star Wars.
It becomes a love story.
Yeah, so I'm hoping against it.
I think that it will happen. If it does happen, they have to do it really well. Like, it can't be over the top. Every second is Rey and Kylo or something like that. I don't know. I don't know how they do it to make it where it's tolerable. But
so if there is no Reylo, let's, you know, hold out a little bit of hope here that the Reylo thing is just a crazy fan theory that has taken over YouTube for the last couple of years. If Reylo isn't a thing, we still have to deal with the fact that Rey has Kylo Ren's crossguard lightsaber in The Last Jedi. So what do you think that's all about? Do you think she's taking it and turning it against Kylo Ren, maybe?
Now, that would be something I'd want to see.
Now, if they're making people think that's going to be Reylo, because
they've been playing the Reylo idea up.
They have. Either there's Reylo or they're playing with the Reylo fans.
Right, because you know, you see Kylo reaching out the hand.
On the first official full trailer.
Right.
I need to find someone to help me find my place in all of this. Right. And Kylo Ren is reaching out his hand. So,
well, if Rey does turn the lightsaber against Kylo, then who knows? It may turn to be that Rey goes to the dark side. Because in episode 6 of Return of the Jedi, Emperor Palpatine wants Luke Skywalker to kill Darth Vader and become his apprentice. So maybe the Snoke is wanting Rey to kill Kylo and become his new apprentice.
Well, it's got a very Star Wars feel to it because of the Emperor in all of the prequel trilogies. He's constantly trying to get, like he did this with Dooku and Anakin in Revenge of the Sith. Dooku was totally caught off guard. He's standing there without any hands. And, you know, then there's the whole cheesy line afterwards where Anakin says, "I just killed an unarmed prisoner." But anyway, you know, there's that whole situation. And then the same thing happens in Return of the Jedi where the Emperor's pushing to have Darth Vader killed by Luke Skywalker so Luke can become the apprentice. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what's going on with Snoke. Or maybe they're just trying to get us to think that because of the stories from before.
It really got us in a tailspin.
If we know anything about The Last Jedi, it's that we really don't know anything about The Last Jedi.
So if the Reylo thing does happen, will it like ruin the movie for you? Or will it seriously diminish?
No, I don't think so. Because we've been so... Well, I've been pumped about this movie for a long time. And really, from what I've seen of the trailers, if they do the Reylo, then they should be able to pull it off. Because if Kathleen Kennedy thinks that Rian Johnson did phenomenal on this movie and wanted him to do another Star Wars trilogy, then I believe if they did do a Reylo, it wouldn't diminish the movie.
It must work.
Yes.
Because otherwise they wouldn't let him do a whole other trilogy.
Yeah, but of everything going on in The Last Jedi, my biggest fear is
Rey. I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, me too. Okay. So, all right. So let's move to topic number 3. So we're going to have a little fun now. Craziest predictions for The Last Jedi sure to go wrong. All right? So this is not what we think is going to happen. We've already talked about that, or what we've hoped that will happen. This is actually the most elaborate, crazy idea we can come up with that we're absolutely sure
won't
come true. Yeah. So we're going to start with who went first in the first session. I guess it was me, right? I'm going to go with Nate. You go first.
Well, my crazy Last Jedi prediction is that Porgs save the galaxy, becoming a Jedi. And so R2-D2 and Chewbacca get befriended in the beginning. And before that, Luke trains the porgs to become Force-sensitive animals.
So he's actually gone into hiding on Ahch-To
to train
porgs to become Jedi. It makes perfect sense.
Because they're an army of cute, fluffy things that nobody suspects anything about. Well, we know about.
The Ewoks saved the rebellion in Return of the Jedi. They saved everything there. So, of course, Luke would be predisposed to thinking of short, little, furry, fuzzy creatures that are obviously being created in order to market them to children are actually crazy Jedi.
When Kylo goes crazy or something weird happens, just the Borgs start
kicking butt.
Using the Force. Like little Yoda flipping around and everything.
Like in Attack of the Clones. Yeah,
and little lightsaber.
Instead of one little CGI character, you've got 30 CGI characters with mini little lightsabers about a foot long. That's awesome. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. Man, well, so if it does, that would make the movie.
That's not how the Force works.
Yeah, I don't think it's good. Yeah. All right. Okay, Sam, what's your craziest The Last Jedi prediction sure to go wrong?
All right. So, you know, the dude in episode 2 trying to sell Obi-Wan the Death Sticks, right?
Oh, yeah, this guy.
I
want to go home and rethink my life.
Yeah, that guy, okay.
And so, when he says, I want to go home and rethink my life, he goes home and rethinks his life so much that he becomes this super wealthy, powerful politician in the Senate. And when the Republic goes Empire, he actually becomes a really high-ranked official. Really high-ranked. So much so that he's actually around the battle of the second Death Star. Wow. He's commanding one of the Star Destroyers.
Okay.
And when...
It sounds too plausible right now, so get crazy with me.
And when the second Death Star explodes, he's too close to it. His ship's too close, so he gets horribly disfigured, like everywhere. But he survives.
Yeah.
And like they find him amongst the wreckage later, and he becomes what is known as the leader of the First Order, Snoke.
Whoa!
So what's this guy's name again?
Sleaze Bagano. I know he has a first name, but I know
Sleaze Bagano.
Yes.
Well,
is Snoke.
Yes.
Might as well. I mean, Jar Jar's Snoke.
Right.
Mace Windu is Snoke. Darth Vader is Snoke. Luke Skywalker is Snoke, is the theory. So we might as well have...
Sammy, you brought a new thing to my mind.
What?
They're in the Legends of Luke Skywalker book. You can use a spoiler alarm because this is spoilers.
Okay, so if you haven't read the last... Or what is it? The Legends of Luke Skywalker. It's a spoiler alert.
Well, Luke does save an Imperial officer pretty high up there, and I'm not joking. And
I haven't even read the book.
And he has
true. All of it.
Oh, no.
And he has a good amount of injuries, and he's starting to die, and Luke saves him, and they get to molten glass. I don't know if he got burnt. They really didn't go over that part, but you never know.
Or maybe that's Snoke. Wouldn't that be bizarre if that really was Snoke? Whether or not it's obviously...
Like, this is serious, right?
It's not Sleaze Bagano.
No.
But wouldn't that be bizarre if that was Snoke?
It would be awesome.
Oh my gosh. I'm totally confused.
Now. And also, the Imperials did pick him up.
I know.
At the end of that.
Yeah, jeez. No, I know it's not Sleaze Bagano, but it's fun.
Wow.
All right, what have you got?
You said you had a lot.
All right, here's mine. Okay, mine's a Snoke one as well because everybody's got a Snoke one.
Right. You know.
Well, so here's the deal.
Porgs of Snoke.
I believe we're going to find out in The Last Jedi that Supreme Leader Snoke is actually a being, and I'm trying to couch my words carefully because I don't want to reveal this too quickly in the story, but he's come from hundreds, if not a thousand years in the future, back in time. And he's actually Chewbacca. All right, so here's the deal. Here's what he is. So Chewbacca, you know, the whole laugh it up fuzzball, and the way that Han Solo treats Chewbacca with, you know, love and affection, but also sort of like he's kind of incompetent, makes fun of him a lot, you know, things like that. I mean, they're close, but especially in Empire Strikes Back, he's teasing him a lot. He's telling him, no, this goes there, that goes there, and he starts arguing with him and all this kind of stuff. I think that Chewbacca has, over time, grown bitter towards Han Solo. And so we don't know how long Wookiees live. You know, and so I think that he's thousands of years older and he has lost all of his hair and he has come back in time and he was doing it.
And he's learned the ability.
He's learned the ability over the time of evolving and becoming, and he's become force sensitive. He's our first force sensitive Wookiee. But in the process of all of this going on.
Not the first sensitive Wookiee.
There's one in the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Well, okay. One of them.
So it's possible then. Hey, it makes it even more plausible.
There we go.
So he comes back in time. He's learned how to speak, and he's trying to get revenge on Han Solo. So he turns his son against him, and he has his son kill Han Solo, and now he's just going off on trying to get revenge against Leia and against Luke. And so this is obviously, I cannot believe we haven't seen the signs all along. I'm sure George Lucas actually had this written into the sequel trilogy, and Lucasfilm and Disney have taken it up now, because it's obvious, I don't know how you can't see it, that Snoke is a hairless Chewbacca.
Well...
I like
why
it.
Did he? Why did the Chewbacca shoot Kylo when?
Because Chewbacca at this point doesn't know that that's him. Isn't this amazing? He's still in back. He doesn't know that he's coming back from the future as a hairless being. Oh. He doesn't know, so he's confused. By it. I'm telling you, it's there.
Yeah. It could.
I like it.
It couldn't. But I like it. My theory is way better. Better than
that. I just want to see a bunch of tiny little pores jumping around.
Yeah. I'm kind of.
We need a fan art of that or something. Just a bunch of little, like a wave of porgs just jumping on stormtroopers with a bunch of mini lightsabers.
Little mini, and of course they've got to have the Jedi robes on at this point, right? And this is a great marketing opportunity for like figures and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, I could see this being a happy meal within the next week. So, all right. Okay, so I am pretty confident that none of those are going to come true. Although, the idea of a character from the Death Star becoming Snoke is blowing my mind right now. So, that was fun. All right.
Anything else?
All right, so anything else that we want to talk about today? That you wanted to talk about and didn't get a chance to? Go, Nathan.
Well, I wanted to talk about the new DLC of Battlefront 2 and the expansion of the campaign. That's going to be something that I can look forward to. But
and then our whole theory about Dell and Iden that we talked about on the previous podcast episode just went in the middle of it. You know, it's kind of like, it just got blown away. So, all right, Sam, what would you have liked to have talked about today that we didn't have a chance to?
Rian Johnson's new trilogy.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of time to talk about Rian Johnson's new trilogy. And I think that in a week from now, when we do our spoiler-filled review of The Last Jedi, that we're going to end up having to talk about the direction that Rian Johnson's going to go now that we've seen The Last Jedi.
Right.
For me, I really wanted to talk about this Grey Jedi idea.
Yeah.
I know that it's controversial. I know that a lot of people think it's been debunked by Lucasfilm, but that
I would love to
and
that.
I get it. I get that it's, you know, there's problems with it,
right,
especially when it comes to balancing the Force. The one thing that I can't seem to get past is the opening prologue to the novelization of The Force Awakens, where it mentions the light and the dark coming into balance in the gray. Mm-hmm. It just seems like that's the way that the novelization...
And it'd be cool to see, because you see characters like... I mean, I know this isn't canon, but characters like Starkiller in the Force Unleashed games, where they use both light side and dark side powers, and you just see that they're amazingly powerful when they balance both sides. So I think it'd be kind of cool to see an actual canon interpretation of a Grey Jedi.
Yeah, well, if with Luke, why are we getting into this?
Because I wanted to talk about it. We've got 30 extra seconds. Go. Actually, we don't. We're just going to have to hold that off and talk about it next week. Let's go to the poll results from last week's poll.
All right, so we ran a poll this last week on our Twitter page saying We're seeing The Star Wars The Last Jedi on Thursday evening, December 14th. But we're taking the whole day to watch three movies. Of course, we're going to watch The Force Awakens. Now, which other two movies should we watch? So we ran a poll on that. And we had A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, or other, where they would just comment what they want to watch. And the highest, the one that got the most score or votes was Empire Strikes Back with 47% of the votes. And second place was Return of the Jedi with 31% of the votes. So it looks like we're going to be watching 5, 6, and 7 before we go see The Last Jedi.
So it's like a run-up to a really bad music band starting a set. 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh. All right. Anyway. Okay. So what is going to be my new poll, our new poll for this week? I haven't thought it through. I keep forgetting to come up with an answer. So our new poll, are you going to see The Last Jedi in 2D, 3D, or IMAX? That's what we're going to be asking, because I want to find out how people are going to see it. We're going to see it. Do you guys know? I don't even know if you two know.
Yeah, we're seeing it in regular 3D, right?
Real 3D, right?
Because we've got Special Force Awakens
glasses. We have the Special Force Awakens glasses. And if you participate, and if we get 15 retweets of our poll, then we will do our entire next episode, The Last Jedi,
wearing
our Last Jedi spoiler-filled review, wearing our glasses from that, because why not?
We'll do it.
Yeah. So cool. All right. So vote on that at Tatooine Sons on Twitter, and yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. All right. So what we have found as we started this podcast is that the Star Wars podcast Twitter community is just amazing. You guys are absolutely awesome. You have been listening to our first episode. You have been retweeting it. You have been encouraging other people to share on it. We've even got some people that have said it's their favorite podcast. After one episode, it was awesome. What we have learned, though, is that the community and the desire to encourage each other and promote each other on Twitter when it comes to Star Wars podcasts is just awesome. We've absolutely fallen in love with this idea. And so we want to make sure that we're giving back to the Star Wars podcast community every week. So we, every single week at the end of our show, we are going to share three different podcasts that we have come to love. And we're encouraging you guys to check out in addition to this. So the first one I'm going to encourage you guys to check out is Wampa's Lair. I absolutely was caught off guard by this podcast. It's some guys talking about different themes within the Star Wars universe, but also throwing in ideas of theology and faith and things, which is for us, you know, for the Tatooine Sons, for me, and for Samuel the Hutt and BB Nate, it's a big part of our lives. You know, Star Wars is awesome. We love it. But our faith in God is even bigger than that. And so I loved to hear this. The episode I listened to, the most recent one, was on hope. And it's sharing about how hope weaves itself throughout the entire Star Wars saga. And it talks about how hope is an internal thing, even in all of humanity. It was just awesome. So I absolutely loved Wampa's Lair. Sam, which one were you going to share today?
Yeah, I was. Mine was Star Wars Underworld. Okay. In fact, while we were at Star Wars Celebration, we were waiting in line, as you do for the entire morning.
Yeah, and you spend more time in line at Star Wars Celebration than you do anything else. But
someone came up to me and just struck up a conversation. And then later on, I found out that they worked for a podcast, and they had their own little booths called Star Wars Underground or Underworld. And I had never heard of it before, but I didn't know any Star Wars podcasts. So I check out their booth after, and they were like talking, "Hey, maybe we want to get you on our show to, you know, see if you want to talk about what you thought about the
Celebration." And that hasn't happened yet, and that's fine, and that's not what we're doing. But
they encouraged us, all three of us, to start our own little podcast. Yeah. And they were just super encouraging. They were awesome guys. I think it was Dominic Jones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, and here's the thing. If you don't follow Star Wars Underworld on social media, Facebook, Twitter, you don't listen to their podcast, you don't check out their website, you're missing some of the best Star Wars content out there. In addition to their podcast, they are just one of the best when it comes to Star Wars content. So, yeah, check out Star Wars Underworld. Nathan, do you remember which one?
Yes. I want to shout out to the Resistance Broadcast, because all of them have been so supportive and nice to us, retweeting, replying, liking,
giving
all
us
that type
feedback,
of stuff. Yeah. Feedback. Yeah. And just wanted to thank them that they've been so kind.
So helpful.
So, yeah.
Awesome, yeah. So there's three podcasts we're encouraging you guys to check out. Wampa's Lair, Star Wars Underworld, and the Resistance broadcast. So check that out. Well, guys, I guess that's it. The next time we podcast, we are going to be at The Last Jedi on December 14th. We're going to be going live. We're going to be doing some trivia with people in line. We're going to have just basically a line party, and it'll be a special edition of this. And then on Saturday, a week from today, will be our completely spoiler-saturated, so be prepared. If you haven't seen The Last Jedi, don't listen to our podcast till afterwards next week. Because we're going to be talking about The Last Jedi, and we're not going to be able to hold in any more spoilers at that point. The whole thing is going to be spoilers. So thanks, guys. Check us out on Twitter, at Tatooine Sons. We are available for download and subscribe. Please subscribe to us. It helps us get the word out about the podcast. You know this. People that subscribe, the more podcasts that have more subscribers on iTunes get more connections through iTunes. More people are able to find the podcast. And you can find us if you search for us on Tatooine Sons on iTunes. But we'd encourage you guys to go ahead and download this, subscribe, give us your comments, share with us what you like about this, what we can do better. We always want to make this the best that it can be. So thank you guys so much. Excited to see The Last Jedi. We'll be talking about that in just a few days. And of course, may the Force be with you.
Are you brainless?
I never ask that question until after I've done it.
We're smarter than this.
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent.